The glassy basin was replaced by an image of the candidates for the head of state's office, Jagat himself, Natasi Dalla, and Vito Rej.
"For now,"
continued the reporter,
"all we can do is ask questions. What does this have to do with the three-way contest to pick the Empire's next head of state? Was this devastating assault something more than an attempt by Jagat Fell to undermine the campaign of his challenger, Natasi Dalla? Why did the third candidate in the race, Admiral Vitor Rej, dispatch the Consolidator to Hagamore 3 in the first place?"
The images of the three candidates were replaced by an image of the reporter, her face slender and beautiful, with a blade-like nose and green oval eyes.
"So many questions remain. This is Shay Harsey, promising that the Imperial News Network will keep digging until the truth comes out."
The hologram changed to the INN crowned helmet logo, and a deep male voice said,
"Imperial News Network will continue to issue special bulletins as information on this fast-breaking story becomes available. We now resume our scheduled Imperial Election Day coverage with Taz Relatin and Salia Daradel."
A pair of commentators appeared in the hologram, wearing flashy white tunics and oversized glasses. They looked more like a pair of grav ball announcers than political analysts.
"That's quite a bob to have drop on today of all days, Salia, with just hours to go before the election begins,"
said the man, a big-toothed human with a smile as wide as a gorg's.
"The big question is, how will the revelations affect Jagat Fell's chances of winning?"
"Well, Taz, we'll have our answer when polling closes in just 8 hours,
said Salia, a carefully coiffed blonde who managed to smile continuously while speaking.
"But a lot will depend on how Head of State Fell responds to those questions during the Great Election Day debate, which begins here on INN in a few short minutes."
"That's right, Salia. This is one debate that our viewers really won't want to miss, especially since they're required by law to watch."
Taz agreed.
"This could be payback for Admiral Dalla, whose power base in the Galactic Alliance suffered a real blow when Head of State Fell withdrew from the Galactic Unification talks on Coruscant."
The hollow dissolved into static as Tahiri clicked the remote. Then she stepped to the far end of the makeup counter and turned to face Jag.
"That was terrible coverage," she said. "Inaccurate, incomplete, and full of insinuation. And it's going to be a problem for you in the debate."
Not wanting an eye full of lash thickener, Jag resisted the urge to nod.
"I didn't expect them to drag Reg into the picture," he said. "That part was completely uncalled for."
"Expect?" Tahiri echoed. "You knew this was coming?"
"Of course," Jag said. "They asked me for a response. I'm sure they wanted to include a denial in the same clip."
"And you didn't issue it?" Tahiri asked. "Or even better, just kill the story? This is the Empire, you know. The head of state has the power to do that."
"I'm aware of that, Tahiri," Jag said. "But I'm trying to teach the Empire to live by new rules. How would it look to the citizens if I killed a story just because it was inaccurate, biased, incomplete, and misleading?"
"It wouldn't look like anything, because no one would know," Tahiri replied. "That's the whole point of shutting down a story."
Jag raised a hand, waving off her objections.
"The only thing more worthless than a biased, incompetent press is a muzzled press," he said. "Imperial citizens are intelligent. They'll recognize the truth when they hear it."
Tahiri rolled her eyes.
"Well, I hope you're thinking of a way to explain it to them," she said. "Because the way you time this debate, you won't have a chance later."